perspective. God gives people different gifts. Sometimes God gives people a gift to be a very, very good spiritual teacher, a very good financial teacher, let's say. Separate those two, right? So there are people that are people who have a gift, and I mean a true gift of, you know, preaching the word of God, meaning the Bible. That's why you don't just see everybody being a pastor, right? Everybody's not a pastor. Some have that unique gift of preaching the gospel. Now, you're a businessman, but you still preach the word of God in the ability that you have given, are given by God. That, you know, you're preaching the good news, you're making sure that people understand that, okay, I'm successful, but don't look at me as if I got everything. Because if I don't get God, have God, I don't have anything. So remember that first I have God, and that's why I have this stuff. You bring people to God through your success, not to money through your success. There's a difference, right? Now, with that, but God gave you a gift to make money. So when you make money, you can now, with that gift, not pervert it and bring people to love the money, but to love the fact that you're able to serve and use God's glory through the gift that he has given you. Meaning, people who make a lot of money, some of them say, and I'm talking about the ones who, like, here's the thing. When Isaiah was talking, that really opened up my eyes to what it can look like of somebody who is gifted to make money, use it for God's glory, right? And I think that he's doing that, as far as I know, right? From what I've heard, what I've seen, the way he talks, he goes, God can just take it all away right now. I don't have a problem. I will submit to him, because for him, God is first. And he's just using his gift and the ability that he has to use the skill sets to make money. So if you can have that and God gave you that gift, I think not using it could also be you going against God's gift for you and operating from fear rather than through faith, right?
When did I say?
I'm not saying you said it, but it kind of came out that you're separating the two, when you don't always have to separate those two because they're two different gifts. God is first, but being a pastor is not above being a businessman. What? You understand? Being a pastor is not over being a businessman. I don't think so. They're two different purposes. For you, that being a pastor might be higher because you have a more connection to serving people through pastoral actions, right? But then for somebody, having the ability to serve people with the skill set that they have is their way of serving people, meaning God called us to be servants, but not people who are arrogant or greedy and not humble about the fact that you have this ability. And that, and the thing is, it's the easiest way to corrupt yourself in power, which comes from money, as well as pastor. You're a pastor, and now you really have that. Because look, as a pastor, in my opinion, you have, one, a lot of control, a lot of influence, and somebody that's looked at as, you know, how do I say this? As a character that you're looking up to, right? In a way, a spiritual father, you can say, right? You talk to them about things that you don't know the answers to, but they do. They have the experience that you don't, right? They can use that and brainwash people, make them follow them rather than God. They can say, yeah, I can do. And then corrupt that. Same with a businessman, right? So when it comes to power, that is
nowhere close to that type of gifts and serving you're talking about. Can you show me? Because I can show you a verse where it separates those two things. And it actually, a lot of times, riches and poor are, like, not poor as like being like totally broke, being without home and being lazy and just doing drugs. Not that type of being broke, but it really distinguishes between someone that chases money and someone that doesn't chase money. That's why he doesn't have that much wealth. That's what I mean. It really distinguishes those two things. Choosing money and God, it really distinguishes, and you have to think about it. Why it does that? Sure, it's not a bad thing. What you said makes a lot of sense. I think you can actually serve, and there's just so many ways you can serve people. You know that? Like, I can go out and I can actually make money in a way that I'm kind of going out of my way,
right,
and to make that money. But then I can go and give that money to someone. It's a good thing to do, though. Is it a right thing to do? Would God approve of you going out of your way, doing even like not that honest work,
right?
Make that money and make sure that you buy somebody a house, buy somebody a car. I personally don't think so.
I don't think so either. You said not honest work. Why would someone want to do honest work and make money?
People do.
I bet.
And then you know what they say?
That's why it's a dangerous
gift.
That's a God-given gift that I'm using to make all this money. And then, look, I'm helping people
then
out.
Then it's not a God-given gift. If it's dishonest and it's not of God, then it's not a God's gift.
How do you know it's a God-given gift and you're saying it's not? Well, where does it come from?
Sometimes it requires faith, belief, discernment. Sometimes you just have to kind of trust people and see, okay, I understand this person saying this. I go, yo, great. Love to hear that. But then you look at their fruits. Do their fruits approve that? If not, Jesus tells us about that. Judge somebody based on their fruits. What kind of fruits does somebody bear? That is the biggest discernment you can have as a Christian, to know if somebody is doing what they're preaching. If I say I love God, let's say, right? I turn around, slap Mike in the face, I'm a hypocrite, right? That's an example. So yeah. That means I said one thing, but I did the other. Same with, oh, I love God so much. And then next thing you know, somebody's going to make money and they're going to go to a strip club, let's say. Right? That's not how it works.
But you're flipping.
Or they support something that has to do with
people. But you're giving me two scenarios that can always work in any way. Right? In any way. I'm connecting God and money. I'm talking about.
You shouldn't connect them.
I'm talking about different. All right. Okay. Then I'm asking you again. I'm reading the Bible and I've been reading it from start to, and I'm about to like going to the Gospels. I'm already like finishing up the Old Testament. And dude, nowhere in the Bible actually, like, I've been searching for this. I've been hearing from a lot of people keep saying this thing over and over again. You can be a Christian. You can love God. You can also success. You can also make a lot of money. You can make sure that you live in a good house, a good car, make sure that you can help all these people with. You can buy houses for them. You can buy houses. Like, none of that stuff is mentioned. Money and serving people with wealth is not mentioned in the Bible. And yeah, you might say King Solomon, but that was different. That was completely different because he asked for wisdom and God gave him that. But how do we know? And you're saying, yeah, sure, the fruits they bear, right? But what if someone bears a good fruit, but you don't know where their money comes from? You can almost be blinded to it. That's why you can't, like, I know I can say, like, you can't trust with it with the same thing what you're saying, but my idea isn't don't make money. I'm just not connecting money the same way you guys connecting God and money. That's all.